From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government comprehensively improves migrant workers' protection and placement. Indonesia is going to propose judicial review for its citizens sentenced to death and life imprisonment in Malaysia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia has stated that the government continues to make comprehensive improvements in the protection and placement of Indonesian migrant workers. It keeps evaluating Indonesian migrant workers' placement process and protection from upstream to downstream so as to obtain a comprehensive picture regarding how to improve the management. In a statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Fauzia also explained that the evaluation includes determining duties and responsibilities of central, provincial, municipal and district and rural governments. The Indonesian government will propose judicial review steps for 77 Indonesian citizens who have received legal convictions for violations committed either by the death penalty or life imprisonment, according to Director for Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, in Jakarta on Friday. The Indonesian government would follow up on the decision of the Malaysian government, which has just promulgated the revisions of sentence of death and imprisonment for natural life and given temporary authority to the court federal to accept applications for judicial review from prisoners with death penalty or life sentence that have permanent legal force.
Perwakilan RI sudah memfollow up. Kita sudah kunjungi.
Representatives of the Indonesian government have followed up, and the government has visited all prisons in Malaysia. In total, based on data collected by 6 representatives, in Malaysia, there are 77 of Indonesian citizens who are eligible for review. These are those who have received the death penalty or life sentence. Of these 77, the government will appoint a lawyer to provide legal assistance so that they can take advantage of the revised sentences they have received and hopefully can reduce them to prison sentence between 30 and 40 years. Moreover, according to Yuda Nugraha, as of today, there have been 168 cases of Indonesian citizens facing the death penalty abroad from some levels, but litigation processes are still ongoing, all those whose legal status has permanent legal force. Yuda Nugraha reported that there were 519 Indonesian citizens who were successfully released by the government from the threat of the death penalty. The Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle Business Forum could be optimized to forge cooperation among the special economic zones of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. In a statement received in Batam City, Riau Islands Province on Friday, the Ministry's Deputy for International Economic Cooperation Coordination, Edi Priyopambudi, conveyed that the Indonesian government has prioritized the strengthening of economic corridors by establishing cross-border and regional production networks. He also stated that through a special approach, the ministry aims to optimize the potential of strategic economic zone such as industrial zone and border areas as the main instrument for stimulating sub-regional economic growth. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara has said that the green economy will be one of the focuses of Indonesia's economic policy in the next 5 years, while delivering a public lecture at Lambung Mangkurat University, which was accessed online from Jakarta on Friday, he said that awareness regarding sustainability will strengthen and become increasingly important in various areas of life. Nazara further said that the government's future policy direction will be focused on creating an economic ecosystem that is environmentally friendly and sustainable. This has been included in one of the strategies to achieve the 2045 Golden Indonesian Vision. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The U.S. is urging Serbia to withdraw what it says is a large military build-up on the country's border with Kosovo. As reported by CNN.com yesterday, in the past months, tensions have been rising between Kosovo's minority ethnic Serbs and majority Albanian communities. In response to the current situation, the UK said it was sending troops to join NATO peacekeepers there. The military alliance said it was ready to increase its forces following a standoff at a monastery in the north last Sunday in which 4 people died. Suicide bombings ripped through 2 religious ceremonies in Pakistan Friday, killing at least 56 people and injuring dozens more as worshippers celebrated the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Assistant Commissioner Atta'ul Munim told CNN that at least 52 people were killed and a further 50 wounded by an explosion, at a religious procession in the Mastung district of the southwestern Balochistan province. Hours later, a separate blast took place during Friday prayers at a mosque near Pesawe City in the northeastern Khyber Pakhtunkhwar province, killing at least 4 people and injuring 11. The Philippines and the European Union emphasized their commitment to freedom of navigation and overflight in the South China Sea, or called the East Sea in Vietnam, in accordance with the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS. They called on countries to refrain from using force that fuels uncertainty in the region. As reported by VOVWorld.vn yesterday, this announcement was made by the Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs following a meeting in Brussels on Wednesday of the first subcommittee on maritime cooperation under the Philippine-European Union Partnership and Cooperation Agreement. Both sides expressed serious concern over what they called unilateral actions that endanger peace, security, and stability and the rules-based international order. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kami angkasawan RRI.
The first news comes from Sidenreng Rapang or Sidrap District, South Sulawesi Province. Sidrap Region, Dolah Mando, laid the first stone for the construction of the Bayu Wind Power Plant Tourism Center in Lainungan Village, Batang Pulu District on Tuesday, September the 26th. Dolah Mando hopes that this will be able to increase tourist visits. He said this tourism center has a backdrop of mountains and windmills. The distance is around 5.8 kilometers from the provincial main road. Sidrap Region Dolah Mando added that the integration of power plants with tourism centers can attract visitors and provide education and interesting tourist experiences. The next news comes from Tangerang, Banten. The Tangerang City Government is holding the Tangerang City Anniversary Festival from September the 27th to October the 1st, held around the Al-Azom Grand Mosque and the Tangerang City Electric Park, Banten Province, by presenting the Metaverse Ka'bah. Head of the Tangerang City Youth and Sports Service, Kaunang, in Tangerang Monday explained that the aim of creating the Ka'bah Metaverse is so that people who have not the opportunity to go to the Holy Land can see Ka'bah as if they were in Mecca directly through virtual reality. Apart from displaying the Metaverse Ka'bah, the celebration also included an electric torch parade, the Gambus El Mahbub performance, and also prayers with religious scholars. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Palu, Central Sulawesi. Central Sulawesi Province hosted the 2023 exhibition of Indonesian traditional musical instruments attended by 31 museums throughout Indonesia from September the 25th to 29th. Head of the Central Sulawesi Culture Service, Andi Kamal Lembah, in his opening speech said that the national exhibition was held as an effort to further optimize the role of museum as non-formal educational institutions engaged in the field of culture in disseminating and preserving various cultural collections. This museum exhibition has the theme Harmonize the Tone Creates Harmony. According to Andi Kamal, this exhibition is also intended to stimulate people to visit the museum and increase their love and pride for Indonesia. A total of 31 museums participated in the museum exhibition. The participants came from Jawa, Sumatera, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, as well as Maluku and Papua. The types of traditional musical instruments on display include wind, percussion, plucked and stringed instruments. Apart from that, there were also dance performances from 12 districts in Central Sulawesi, a traditional fashion show, and bamboo music performances from Kulawi. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with about incident on September 30, 1965, about the Indonesian Communist Party or PKI kidnapped and killed 6 officers and 1 officer from the Indonesian Army. The incident on September 30, 1965 became an important note in the Indonesian history. The September 30 movement, or better known as G30S PKI, was the biggest betrayal experienced by the Indonesian people. This movement aims to overthrow the government of the first Indonesian President Sukarno and wanted the Indonesian government to become a communist government. This movement was led directly by D.N. Aidit, who at that time was the chairman of the Indonesian Communist Party. After this incident, the community asked President Sukarno to disband PKI and asked Major General Suharto to cleanse all elements of the government of PKI influence. Moving on to the event on September 13, 1966 about the British protectorate, Bechuanaland declared independence. One of the British protectorates, Bechuanaland, declared its independence. The country's name was later changed to the Republic of Botswana. Previously, Botswana had been controlled by the British since the 1700s. On September 30, in 1966, at midnight, Botswana's new flag was first raised. We end today in history with the event on September 30, 2009, when an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.6 rocked West Sumatra, Indonesia. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.6 shook the waters near West Sumatra. The earthquake occurred around 5 p.m. An aftershock then occurred on October 1, 2009, with a magnitude of 6.8. The disaster left 1,117 people dead and 2,902 people lightly and seriously injured. Meanwhile, more than 135,000 houses were seriously damaged, more than 65,000 houses were moderately damaged, and more than 78,000 houses were slightly damaged due to the earthquake. Minangkabau International Airport experienced damage to part of the airport roof along 100 meters, and part of the electricity network at the airport was also cut off. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Perasaan ini kau bodohi. Di mana dirimu yang mencintai aku sepenuh hati? Aku yang akan pergi bila kau enggan memilih. Cintaku ini bukan seperti tempat persinggahanmu. Sakiti perasaan ini kau bodohi. Di mana dirimu yang mencintai aku sepenuh hati? Aku yang akan seperti
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia game products get huge transaction in Germany. Indonesian game products recorded potential transactions of $115.72 million at the Gamescom 2023 exhibition in Cologne, Germany, from August the 23rd until 27th. Quoting Antara News Agency, the Director General of National Export Development at the Ministry of Trade, Didi Sumedi, in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the potential for this transaction would increase compared to 2022, which amounted to $75.2 million, adding that it shows that the European market is increasingly interested in game products from Indonesia. Indonesia's participation in the Gamescom 2023 is a collaboration between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and various parties, including the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Hamburg, as the representative of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade in Germany, and the Indonesian Game Developer Association. Quoting Antara News Agency, head of the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Hamburg, Eka Sumarwanto, explained that Indonesia's participation in Gamescom 2023 went smoothly and according to plan. Gamescom visitors interested in Indonesian games is also very high. The Indonesian pavilion in Gamescom 2023, which carries the slogan Games from Indonesia, facilitates 11 game studios from Indonesia as exhibitors. During the exhibition, all participants from Indonesia met with 133 potential buyers who came from cooperation agreements or appointment meet-to-match and direct buyers or walk-in buyers. Eka Sumarwanto added, next year, Indonesia will prepare to take part in Gamescom from August the 21st until 25th, 2024, in Cologne, Mass, Germany. That was My Indonesia Today.
Jaksana semua.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Regency of Bogor City is rich with culinary and natural attractions. One of the must-visit attractions on your visit to Bogor, West Java, is Cikuluwung Waterfall. The location that is close to Jakarta makes this place crowded with tourists, especially on weekends. Although they have to go through arduous and challenging roads, Cikuluwung Waterfall, which is characterized by its blue water, is still popular and in great demand. Cikuluwung Waterfall is located in the village of Sukaasih, Cibitung Wetan Village, Pamijahan District, Bogor Regency, West Java. Also known as the Little Green Canyon in Bogor, Cikuluwung Waterfall is divided into two types of waterfalls, namely Cikuluwung 1 and Cikuluwung 2. Cikuluwung Waterfall is open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The closing hours may change depending on the weather condition. Visitors have to pay 35,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 1 Waterfall and 25,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 2 Waterfall. For those who want to camp here, an additional fee of 35,000 rupiah will be applied. Cikuluwung 1 Waterfall is a hidden waterfall with a greenish color water. Meanwhile, Curug Cikuluwung 2 is a waterfall with a large pool at its bottom. Both waterfalls are located in the middle of a rocky valley with cliffs and large natural rocks surrounding the waterfalls, making it more picturesque. If you plan to visit Cikuluwung Waterfall, there are several things that you should consider, such as wearing non-slip shoes, bringing a change of clothes and toiletries, and most importantly, obeying all warnings or signs that are placed around the waterfall and not disposing of waste carelessly. Listener, if you want to take a short break in Bogor City, which is approximately 60 kilometers from Jakarta, you can choose Cikuluwung Waterfall as your vacation destination that is guaranteed to refresh you from your daily activities. To reach the waterfall, you can use a motorcycle or car that only takes about 1.5 hours from Bogor downtown through the adequate road access to the location. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Oh God, is it too much to ask? Or is it just the wrong ones I keep asking for? Or perhaps it's me who seeks home, who needs a bit of warmth. Yet I stand too close to the sun, and I'm sure it's me who seeks light to make it through the night. Yet I burn the candle on the both ends, and I finally see all the dots connected, the picture's complete. Now I see what I don't, what I failed to carry, what I thought it might be. The picture's complete. I understand more.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOA listener, today's miscellany informs you about students at Sudirman University or UNSUD located at Purwokerto City, Central Java that succeeded in creating anti-radiation biomaterial stickers made from Sansevieria leaves. This has been proven to be able to reduce radiation exposure from the electronic device. Not only that, there are also stickers made by UNSUD students that can beautify objects covered with batik motifs typically by Nyumas. Quoting the UNSUD page, anti-radiation stickers is the result of the Student Creativity Program September 2023. The innovator team led by Mahila Asana, consisting of Tenri Ayuni Ratna Adecinta, Khairunisa, and Kurnia Sandi. Mahila Asana said the product is made from the biomaterial Extra Simplicia leaves of Sansevieria mixed with hemp fiber. The mixture useful in reducing radiation exposure from devices of electronics such as cell phones. This product, as described by the research team, was motivated by facts about patterns, the intensity of human interaction with electronic devices such as cell phones, laptops, and others, which continue to increase along with technological development. As quoted from the UNSUD page, currently the majority are at an intensity above the normal average and has the possibility of causing electrical symptoms hypersensitivity. So, anti-radiation stickers are here as a solution for electronic device users to be able to reduce the level of exposure to anti-electromagnetic radiation. Mahila Asana emphasizes that apart from being effective in preventing radiation, the advantage of this sticker also lies in its environmentally friendly biomaterial. Plus, the beautiful Banyumas batik design is suitable to be applied to various types of devices. According to her, the product has the ability to reduce radiation exposure of electronic devices. This has been carried out in the formulation and product testing using GM3120 and DT13000 tools, with test results on the formulations that people use shows a decrease of about 75%. Listener, so far the public's response and interest in the anti-radiation biomaterial stickers are quite positive. According to Mahila, the Banyumas batik motif can attract consumers to buy the products they make, which are functional and aesthetic at the same time. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
Berlalu.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song called Tembang Kiasan by Sigit Putrotomo. Tembang Kiasan is one of keroncong songs created by the late Budiman Beje, a very well-known song creator from Indonesia. He was also a prominent violinist in the Orkes Keroncong Bintang Jakarta, which he led. During his days, Budiman Beje had already created dozens of keroncong songs on which today, the song still become inspiration for Indonesian keroncong song. The keroncong song Tembang Kiasan tells about the death of revolutionary heroes on September 30, 1965. Alright listener, here is Sigit Putrotomo with the song Tembang Kiasan.
Segera menjelang pagi, melati di taman bakti telah gugur berderai. Menjelang madusari di kala melati terlena. Melati sabta terkulai layu, gugur nan memilu. Meskipun kini telah gugur melati puspa pertiwi, namun namamu tetap menyegar, harumu abadi. Menjelang pagi, melati di taman bakti telah gugur berderai. Jana mencuri madu sari di kala melati terlena. Melati sabta terkulai layu, gugurnan memilu. Meskipun kini telah gugur melati puspa pertiwi, namun namamu tetap menyegar, harumu abadi.
Voice of Indonesia.
jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang telah terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang terindah.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.